Indigenous Rights Radio, because knowledge is power.
Dr. Daley Sambodoro, previous chairperson of the United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues and expert member, facilitated a powerful discussion between the Brazilian government's representative and representatives of Brazil's indigenous tribes, and she shares with us her thoughts on the exchange.
Well, first of all, I was shocked and surprised that the same indigenous representative from Brazil attended this session and reiterated exactly the same concerns that he had about the gross violations of their rights to land, despite the fact that the Brazilian Constitution has a specific, explicit provision to demarcate indigenous people's lands. And so last year, when I was serving as the chairperson of this Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, the same representative made almost exactly the same intervention. And at that session, almost 1 year ago, I urged the Brazilian government to engage in a dialogue with them and had expected that something positive would come out of that discussion. And then for him to arrive here in this session yet again, but actually stating even more horrific conditions in terms of criminalization of indigenous peoples in his territory who are attempting to defend their land rights. You know, it's just untenable that the government of Brazil would not do something proactive. And you would think that they would recognize that the same issue might arise. And that, you know, 1 year later, 12 months later, after the ambassador engaged in dialogue with this representative, that something positive would come out of this. So again, I was stunned at this particular circumstance, and I think that the government of Brazil does in fact need to engage in an effective, meaningful, and genuine fashion with the indigenous peoples there.
You have really been promoting dialogue between different parties here. Do you see that as a future role of this forum? Is that a direction that the forum should take?
I think that the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues should be exploring every possible means to advance the protection and promotion of indigenous peoples' human rights. And if, in fact, we can trigger sideline dialogue between indigenous peoples, especially where the conditions are urgent, that this fora should be used for those purposes. And as far as the reform of our methods of work, we are, in fact, going to explore how it is that we operationalize Article 42 of the UN Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, which calls for the forum specifically to assist in the implementation of the rights affirmed in that international human rights instrument. So indeed, we will explore all possible mechanisms to do so. And it was quite interesting that the government of Brazil, in their intervention in response to my comments, indicated that they've always had an open door policy, so to speak, for special procedures. And, you know, the commentary or the specific request from the indigenous representative from Brazil asking for forum members to come and observe the conditions, to see firsthand the conditions there, may in fact be one of those areas that we can follow up on and be proactive for ourselves. I mean, I'm challenging them to be proactive, not just Brazil, but all governments where these conditions take place. I mean, urging them to be proactive. Yes, we'll consider this in the larger agenda item of reform of our methods of work.
How do you deal with conflicting reports on conditions? For instance, when the native peoples and the governments are giving conflicting reports on the same situation are happening.
Well, I think in part one way to deal with it is to call them out like that, you know, and just it is what it is, and they need to respond. And so I think that I was in no way coloring outside of the lines with regard to, as she characterized it, used harsh language, when in fact I was really only restating what the indigenous representative stated about disregarding our land rights. And I can only, again, take his comments as the truth, and that these are factual events unfolding and putting them in a very marginalized and and threatened state within their communities. So I think that this kind of direct, I don't know if I'd go so far as to say direct accusations, because I don't have the firsthand evidence, but at least a direct encounter or confrontation is certainly one way to draw out some kind of response. But in the future, in terms of attempting to, as independent experts serving in our personal capacity, attempts to negotiate, convene dialogue between Indigenous peoples and the observer governments that are present here, I think that that's one very important potential way in which we can affect some kind of change. And as I said at the conclusion of my remarks to the Indigenous brother from Brazil, hopefully he comes back next year with some better news.
For more information on this and other Indigenous issues, visit cs.org/rights.